Blog Talk Radio.
Simplicity with your host Jeffrey Lund and Hopkins. Unfortunately, Hopkins isn't online yet, but we hope to have him soon. Welcome to tonight's episode of Open Your Mouth and Let Her Rip Night, in which we can share our frustrations. Today was an amazing day for me myself at a location, looking at all the miserable people at work, checking out what they were doing today at a location and finding out why everybody's so miserable. We all carry frustrations with us wherever we go, and oftentimes if we listen to ourselves at the end of each and every day, we would hear the frustrations that we're letting build up in our lives and affecting us in all that we do. But as we used to do and brought back, as Hopkins reminded me last time we were on the air, it's what holiday is on February 23rd, and every year, on February 23rd, this international holiday is celebrated, and since we have a lot of listeners from around the world, and we're actually heading off to India next month, so if you're listening from India, look for us in Delhi about March 20th, some of that time frame. We're going to be doing a talking tour across India. Look forward to meeting our friends there. But on February 23rd, our international holiday today is the International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. It is a day for dogs, and that's because no one else can really appreciate the true value of a dog biscuit. So it's not a dog appreciation day, but it's actually the Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. So this is a day that you would give your dog some tasty treats. You might appreciate the value, give your dog a reward or for their behavior, or have them do a trick, but we know that the dog is the recipient of the treat. So celebrate today, give your dog a few dog biscuits. The origin of this international holiday is really hard to find. Of course, it wasn't a dog, it was an owner somewhere, but it's special days that are dedicated to dogs. We're going to the dogs. We'll never know why it's an international day, but we do know that it is celebrated every February 23rd around the world. It's also the flower of the day is the Venus flytrap, a carnivorous plant, and that's kind of an interesting thought as well, as we're talking about our frustrations and those things that bother us in this life, and we want to shout out and scream and share those things. One of the biggest frustrations I heard today, and I'm sure many of us share it, is our job and the things that are going on in our jobs. And what we're finding is that individuals are truly, truly not happy with what they're doing, or truly not enjoying or finding the value in what they do. It's been one of the biggest frustrations that I've heard lately. It seems like in this country, in the U.S., as the economy has gotten somewhat better, we start to feel pressure still. And what we're finding is people need work, they need jobs, but they're not satisfied in what they're doing. And trying to find that way out and to find that satisfaction. It's interesting talking to one of the workers at the location today. It was just, in fact, last-minute changes, last-minute expectations were thrown upon her today, which made her very, very frustrated. And looked very, you know, when you look in someone's face and you see their depression, their frustration, you know that it is not going well at all. Another individual basically was in tears. We talked about looking at, you know, finding another option in life, to try to figure out what it is that would truly make them happy, to take those skills and education and to take the frustration as not only an obstacle, but as an opportunity to better improve their life and make what they want of that life. So it's time to scream out. And, of course, without Hopkins here to make us laugh, I guess it's up to me. So one of my frustrations would be being on the air alone. No, I'm just joking. But I love being here. I love talking to people. I'm looking forward to tomorrow when I have some new meetings with some new people to discuss issues they're working on as they're out there trying to make a better world for people around them. So what struggles do you have? If you're listening live and you feel like giving me a call, please do it, 646-200-4737. And it looks like we have Hopkins on the line. We'll see if we can get him up here live. It takes a minute. Hopkins, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Probably there. Oh, yeah. You missed the dog. It's International Dog Biscuit Day. We just talked about that. I was just talking about and how today's frustration of the day was people's jobs. the anger, the frustration that I saw today in people at the location I was at, which I will not name, and just a lot of frustration. And we were just talking about or just sharing how use that frustration as a catalyst, not as an obstacle, but an opportunity to go and change things. So how was your day, Hopkins?
I'm in the same boat as all your frustrated workers. I guess that's why they call it work, right? It's not all fun and games. So, but I like your point that you got to take it as an opportunity. And that's why I think in one of the last, not the last one, but prior blog talks, we mentioned how you need to try and go to where your passion lies. And then it doesn't become work anymore. It's you want to get up and go to work and you enjoy doing what you love. So, but
yeah,
to hear what the show is about.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting, you know, just to turn on that for a second. Today, as I had the wonderful opportunity this afternoon to take a break and go to the dentist, man, that still hurts right now anyway. But anyway, there's my frustration, the pain. Oh my goodness gracious. But sitting there, the dentist was talking about, and the nurse, the assistant, were talking about somebody who she just decided, you know, to cash in her 401ks, sold everything, and just took off to Costa Rica and lived on that money for a year and did some stuff. And now she's in Taiwan and had started a business over there and just now traveling the world and finding great adventure and just like amazing how happy she is and the photographs she's sending back and the communication because she just was so frustrated with life and really enjoyed photography and enjoyed all these things and just decided to go for it. I knew a couple that when they got married, they sold their house, they sold everything they had, and they started touring the world. And boy, they ended up in some crazy situations, but this was quite a while ago, but they opened up some of the first, gyms, you know, like weightlifting gyms. What am I thinking, man? Health clubs. Some of the first health clubs in Singapore. Well, they had a vision, so they ended up opening up some of the first health clubs in Singapore, and they were sponsored by Nike. And then after they did that for a few years, then they came back to the U.S. and decided to have kids and then live the normal life. But just taking off and going is just amazing things. I know you and I have talked about traveling next month, you know, to India to go find inspiration and help others and do some stuff to kind of break away. And even when we're doing things we enjoy, still need to find time to get away. So that's just the shouting night tonight. It's just like, let her rip. You know, I'd love to have somebody call and let her rip. I'd love to just let it rip right now with a lot of frustrations that I see and have out there. I just got off the phone helping somebody write their letter of resignation. That's always a good thing when you get a call. Hey, can you help me write my letter of resignation? And I was like, yes, let's do it, because your plan is amazing. And if you write it in the right way, it's not to write it in a negative way, but in a way that's so positive that, you know, you leave in a good light and you feel better about yourself and not succumbing to the frustration. And that's the big thing. You know, we can scream all we want. We can yell all we want. We can complain all we want. But until we make change, it won't go away. And that's what this is about. You can let it rip. You can get rid of the stress. But until you make movement and change, it won't change. And you and I are in the thick of that right now, aren't we? I mean, if you think about the things we're doing and the changes we're trying to make, and we run into obstacles, but those obstacles are there because why? We have movement, and that's just a really good sign. I know today's discussions were back and forth, but that's good, right?
That is really good, and I mean, having an option is a great thing. I know a lot of people out there think or know that or feel that they don't, but it all comes down to being afraid or fear. So I hope we talk about that later in the show. And going back to your point about you're talking about...
I didn't know if you're in the mall parking lot.
That was a hilarious event. But going back to your helping this person out with their resignation, the way the world works is on connections and communication. So you never, even though you might not see that person again, or you hated the situation you were in, you just got to be the bigger person and not burn those bridges and go forth from there on. So
yeah.
I like that point you made about being positive.
Sure, and as I told them, I go, you know, I had a situation where I didn't really have this dream job, but I needed it at the time, especially when I was getting my MBA. And when I did quit and thought, you know, I was moving on and everything, I did it in a very positive way and cordial way. And then it turned around when I had some issues because of the economy. They hired me right back and actually wanted to promote me and kept promoting me and wanted to promote me up into the corporate levels, you know, the higher levels, at which time then I moved on. But the point is by not burning the bridge, it was a great fallback. And as I told this person, you ride in there and think, and I go, did you learn anything? Oh, I learned so much. Great. And did it help you with this? Yes. You know, your leadership skills. So you write in the letter, thank you. You know, I appreciate, I you know, that what I was able to learn and from the organization. I really enjoyed working with the clients, the organization, and my peers, you know, saying those things, even though it was really one of the most frustrating times that they had. There's no sense dwelling on the frustration because that's everywhere. You know, it's what you sow is what you reap, right? So if you're going to throw weed seeds, you're going to get weeds. If you're going to throw wheat seeds, you're going to get wheat. If you're going to throw corn seeds, you're going to get corn. There's always going to be weeds trying to grow in that. You just got to clean it out and grow that crop. And that's kind of where we're at tonight, is you can scream and yell it. And that's a good way to get the stress and start working on ripping out the weeds. But when you get back to the reality of it, screaming and shouting isn't going to solve the issue. And relationships, same thing. I just mentioned jobs, but look at relationships, you know. We can sometimes do a great job of opening our mouths and letting it rip without thinking. And then the next thing you know, we've got ourselves a bigger issue and conflict. So I don't know if you have any response to that, but I always tell people, no sense opening your mouth and letting it rip without thinking. It's better to address the issue firsthand instead of sitting back saying nothing until you explode. If you address it right away, you can resolve the problem. You can get rid of the assumptions and most likely and most of the time you're going to solve the issue and keep a healthy relationship. You know, some of the key words we used tonight is frustration, issues, solving problems, screaming at me, just screaming, yelling out loud, create your own reality, finding solutions to the problems. And creating your own reality is huge. It's so funny. Somebody the other day kept saying, well, you know, their perceptions are this. And I said, no, their perceptions are their reality. Because what you're doing and what your organization's doing is creating that person's reality, that customer's reality. Even though it's not true, whatever you're doing, that simple issue is causing them to create a reality of that being true. And so you're yelling at me about the issue and complaining about the issue, but the point is you're creating that person's reality by the perceptions they have by some of the things you're doing. So anyway, there's just a lot of things we could rip about.
I know, that's a broad,
right?
Broad range. It is, and going back to your point about what you sow is what you reap, and it's like your dental appointment. If you take care of your teeth, or if you go and get a small filling done, it's a few hundred dollars. But if you ignore it and you wait for a couple of years, then it could be thousands of dollars worth of teeth care. But all said and done, this is a broad, broad topic, and I don't know if you're going to have enough time in the next 10, 15, so.
Well, you have 13 minutes, right? We have 13 minutes. These half-hour shows are good, and so obviously not a lot of people call in. I mean, we're not out here advertising it big. We know we've gotten some new followers lately. I don't know if you saw an email I just sent you.
I did.
But we're getting more followers, you get those things. So if you're listening there, you know, you're not shouting at us saying, oh, this is my issue, how do I fix it? Well, we want to give you the opportunity at least to email us. It's on the description here, themoviemonsterproductions@gmail.com. You know, we'd love to hear from you. This is what we do. We kind of help kick people in the head and look at the simplicity of things and the fact that we don't actually kick people in the head, but what was I trying to say? It's an analogy. But what we try to do is get people to stop and look at it in a different perspective, a more simple perspective. You have to stop the madness and enjoy the life through simplicity, and that's why we're talking about this. You know, I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm sure our audience likes this. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, chat. Okay. Anyway. Hopkins, any issue you want to yell about today that you saw other than the snow or the backsplash from the melting snow?
Goodness, I'll need an hour of just my time to talk about it. But no, the snow is a good thing. If you think about it, it's almost like that cloud with a silver lining. So we know that it's a big storm, and it does fill the drought situation in the southwest that we've had over the last couple of years. So even though it sounds like a terrible thing, there's always some positive you can take out of it. So keep that in mind, and things will work out.
Yeah. What's a frustration you've heard recently that maybe we could give a quick solution to that might reach one of our podcast listeners? Well, we might have some live listeners here, it looks like, too, but what's a good frustration? I just brought up drought.
I think communication. I mean, between generations, communication, there's a big gap. And I try and call people, and anymore, it's like they won't respond to a call. But if you text them, they'll respond right away. So you want a live person to talk to find out things, but they don't really, I don't know, whether they're in a situation where they can't answer the phone, or, but at the same time, they have time to text back. So you know that they're there and they're available. So that's, I think, a big frustration is just communication and the changing times.
Yeah, we've lost a lot of the communication with our mouths. It's more with our thumbs. in our hands. So I guess if we said open your hand and let it rip, we'd probably have somebody flip somebody off. But that's a really good point. There's a change going on in industry, and one of the biggest issues are kind of older workers in the workforce now working with this new millennial or whatever the latest generation is, and it's so different. You know, whereas the older person says, you know, you dedicate, you work for the paycheck, you work for this. The younger generation saying, hey, I want to go play. I'm not going to work all the time. It's important for me to go out and have fun and do things. So they work hard, fast, and then they take breaks. And we're not used to it. You see the changing structure in the construction of businesses. A lot of the startup companies I've been visiting in the last 6 months, when you go in there, it used to be a real cubicle-driven environment. It's now a more open environment. You go into the buildings. The conference rooms are glass conference rooms. You can see through the whole organization. That openness is becoming a change. And it's, you know, there's a lot more activity. I mean, I was in a conference room sitting there, and then somebody goes by on a motorized skateboard. You know, I mean, it's just a different world. And there's a lot of communication issues going on between the workers. And, you know, it's funny, my dentist today, you know, he's wearing jeans and a polo shirt. And I don't know why we got on the subject, but he's like, you know, I haven't worn a tie or nice pants and stuff since I first started, you know. But you think about it, when I was younger, it seemed like the dentist was always dressed nice, had a tie or what have you. You used to see everybody in business, and now everybody's just more relaxed. A lot of those protocols are going away. It's more focus on the creativity instead of formality, I guess, I'm getting at. So that causes a lot of communication issues, especially if you're doing international business. You know, expectations are different here than they are in this country or that. So I don't know. It's a good point from the business side, but then the communication from the personal side is bad too. You know, I mean, because a lot of assumed communication comes through an email or a text. So people then immediately, and I worked with a lot of younger individuals, oh, they're so mad at me, and they get all worked up because the way the text was sent was short. Or people communicate, I know, with you and me a lot with text and stuff, and if you don't do it the right way back, or, you know, you're in a hurry and you text it short, then there's this perception, which is the reality, that you're mad at them or you don't have time for them, and then it causes this big Battlestar Battlestar Galactica, so we'll call it Battlestar Textactica, you know, where it becomes a texting war. So
yeah, that's true, because right? You can't judge the tone of the person or see their facial, just the features, or whether they're smiling, whether they're mocking you, whether they're just teasing you. And I agree, that leads to one text to the next and things escalate. So that's a good point.
Well, there's another issue.
Communication.
Yeah, because there's another issue out there in this age. Well, two issues. One is a lot of these people that don't know the etiquette of email or texting, you know, they think, oh, I'm going to just text in all capitals, and they don't realize that it can be perceived as being yelling, you know, so they don't know the etiquette, or it changes so much that, you know, what used to be acceptable 2 weeks ago isn't anymore. So there's not that ability to explain yourself without that issue. Then there's the whole issue where I just lost my train of thought because I'm too used to texting. I can't talk on the radio. Oh, my goodness, I had a good one. But you know where I'm going with that, right? Oh, I know what it was. So then the other issue is these people are so used to social media, texting, emailing, Facebook, they develop these relationships. And they develop these relationships on this online environment. Then they meet in real life, and then, oh, you know, they have this infatuation, or they get married, or what have you, and then they're struggling, because they're only used to communicating in the fantasy, the online realm, and not the reality of the personal communication. And I've run into that. I don't know if you've seen that at all or when we're out running around, but you know,
running around. Right? Oh, I don't know. Everything's changing.
Just for our listeners. Well, for our listeners, you need to understand that when Hopkins and I are together out in public, we tend to draw the most amazing types of people to us that we get very distracted. So if you can find us together in a Starbucks in the Colorado area, we'll buy your coffee, hang out with us, and you will see us attract the most interesting individuals this planet has walking around. Is that not true?
It is. It's strange because these people just come up and they unload their problems, their life history, and you're like, oh, my goodness. I mean, I did not know this person 2 seconds ago, and now I know every single detail, and it's very bizarre. It's almost, I don't know. It's very, very strange, but that's what happens.
I think it's amazing. You know, we need to hang out more because when that does happen, I mean, we have really funny events like we've talked about before where the neighbors are bothering you and it's not a real event to go into a coffee shop and meeting somebody that takes 6 hours of our time and we get nothing done. But at the same time, we go on an adventure to, I don't know, well, the one thing you don't like is I get hugged everywhere I go, which is amazing. But I won't go there. I guess that's your frustration is you don't get hugged.
I'm scared about germs. I have a phobia. I'm like, stay away. But we need to do a coffee talk and post that on the blog for maybe once the weather clears up. And we'll take a Saturday and post it out there and see who can come out or who we attract. And that'll be an interesting social experiment.
Yeah, you know, I tried that once, twice. It's really good. And then people are like, when are you going to offer that up again? Because I always like to buy the first few coffees for free, you know, so everybody gets excited. I think one thing we should do for our listeners, too, is follow us. I think we're getting the itch here to maybe host a coffee talk in Vegas. I think we'll be at one of the casinos and have a big event and make it a great night. I think that'd be really fun. But we could all scream and let her rip, and we'll call it the Let Her Rip Night and have a party and have people share their stories and experiences, and we could do this wonderful dance ritual to get rid of the frustration. What do you think of that?
Yes. We should do that in maybe this fall or something, September, October.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great idea, you know, to host an event where we just let people, Jason's in a really fun environment, to understand that the opportunity life has to offer is amazing. We're down to a minute. You got any last thoughts? We're down to 60 seconds.
60 seconds. You mentioned it was Dog's Day. So,
yeah.
I mean, not in a negative way, but in a positive way. I hope every dog has his day. So that is my thought for the day.
Yeah, every dog gets that biscuit they really want. And that's kind of true, though, because if you think about it, International Dog Biscuit Day, if we could all have that special biscuit in life, what would it be and what flavor would it be? So as you leave tonight and you have your frustrations, think about how they're just obstacles that are going to lead to something better. Think about what it is you truly want in life. Put that in your mind. Let go of the frustrations. Get a hold of us at moviemonsterproductions@gmail.com. Give us a call next time we're on the air. Get a hold of us through the podcast, whatever it is. Join us for a coffee talk. Join us for our Las Vegas party that we're going to host. Let's all enjoy life. Take this to the next level. Hopkins, have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You too. Take care.
All right. See you, buddy.